This is Looking Up in Southern Colorado from the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society. I'm Bruce Bookout, and there's lots of reasons to look up. We again mark a calendar to help us break up our revolution around the sun into smaller, more manageable portions. The ancient Roman calendar started on the vernal equinox and counted an 8-day week 38 times. This equates to a 10-month year in which each month started on the new moon. The ancient Romans just stopped counting winter days after the calendar stopped. Of course, this left a year falling short of a full solar cycle, and it needed adjusting. How they were adjusted was at first practically, and then decaying into politically, as the year's length was shortened for rivals and lengthened for allies in office. Greek influence started a long process of reform that resulted in beginning the year to what we now call January and adding 2 months. By the time we get to Julius Caesar, there are 12 months, but it is still in need of reforming. The influence of Caesar brought us closer to the modern calendar by smoothing out months and adding leap days. Previously, the fifth month was called Quintilis, which is Latin for fifth, but was renamed to honor Julius Caesar as July. Hail Caesar! If you'd like a closer look at calendars or any of the other and wonderful amazing things in the sky, please visit KRCC.org for a link to information on our monthly meetings and our free public star parties. This is Bruce Bookout for the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society, telling you to keep looking up Southern Colorado.